KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Natchez. Stay tuned and focused in that word of life ministered to you by our pastor, Altonio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Lord. We glorify your holy name. We thank you for your sanctified presence in our midst. We glorify you. We love you, Lord. You're awesome, God. You're wonderful. You're magnificent. You're holy. You're holy. So righteous. Oh, we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to worship you again. Thank you, Lord God, with an open heart, Lord God. And by the blood of Jesus, because of it, with clean hands, we lift to you, Lord. And we love you, God. Thank you for strengthening us when we're weak, building us when we're broken down, protecting us when we can't help ourselves. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being our strong tower and a place of refuge in the time of trouble. We thank you, Lord. We praise your name, O God. We praise your name, O God, and we lift you higher. We lift you higher, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. We love you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We love you. We give you praise now. We give you glory now. We magnify your holy name now, God. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, God. There's none like you. There's none like you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. How awesome is our God? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on, give God some praise in this place. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you now for your presence and your peace. We thank you for the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. We thank you, Lord God, for the very presence that we feel now, the glory of your presence that has risen to rest with us. We thank you. Father, we ask you, Lord God, that you look upon each and every one of us, Lord God, every individual today. And whatever we need, we know the answer is in you. Father, we are confident that you'll supply all our need according to your riches and glory. And Father, we thank you for what we need. We thank you, Lord God. And Father, we thank you for leading us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. It wasn't because we were good, but it's because we can count on you that your name is good. Oh, hallelujah. Father, we know everything haven't been what we would like it to be in the way that we would. But we know, God, that all things work together for the good of them that love God and to the called according to his purpose. We thank you. We love you, God. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, I pray that you give us a word today that will encourage us, build us, that we might be victorious in our daily lives. And Father, I pray that you give me clarity of thought and precision of speech. And that when I speak, God, that the hearers would receive with joy in their hearts in the name of Jesus. But Lord, let me not speak of my own intellect nor of my own soul. Let me not preach out of my soul, but let me preach from the Spirit, the Spirit of God. We thank you, Lord. And Father, after you've done all you wanted to do, God, we'll give you glory and praise. We'll honor you, Lord God, with a holy song because you are holy. Yes, you are. You're very holy, and we thank you now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But he says that when you're persecuted, when people come against you, you still have to be persuaded through it all that his love will remain, that he will not change. His love will always be there. His agape, his sacrificial love, the kind of love that will pull you through those trials and take you through your disappointments, take you through your pain. Y'all with me now? He says that shall famine, the lack or the lack of necessary resources, the natural things that we need for this life that we live, when we don't have everything that we expect to have, will those things cause you to decide that you don't want the love of God? Well, maybe so. But guess what? He will never stop loving you. You can turn your back, he still loves you. You can be a liar, he still loves you. You can be a whoremonger, a backbiter, whatever you are, he still loves you. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. If I had a few people that fell in the category of I'm not perfect, they would understand, thanks be to God that he loves me in spite of me. He loves me when I'm no good. He loves me when I fall short. He loves me when I don't make it. He loves me when I let him down. God still loves me. He loves me no matter what state I'm in, and I'm so glad he loves me. And because he loves me, he makes me want to do right. Because he loves me, he makes me want to let go of the mess and the stuff I get myself into. Because he loves me, the Bible says, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. I'm going to get that. Maybe y'all waiting for me to get through, get to the end. Huh? Nakedness. This condition, nakedness, means that if you have a lack of clothing, no, we don't have that problem. But there are some people that do. In a state of destitution. Nakedness. He said that if that occurs, that don't mean that he don't love you. Because sometimes we think because we go through stuff that God don't love us. He ain't with us. I'm so far away from him. You're never so far away from him. He is as close as the mention of his name. Y'all with me still? Y'all ain't give up on me yet. He said not only nakedness, but the condition of peril, the threat of imminent and awful danger, the threat of danger. You need to know that, in fact, God is right there with you while you're in the danger. No matter what you get into, he said that he'll make a way of escape for you. Y'all still with me now? And look at this. The word sword is the word makara. What's she at? But the word sword is the word makara. I'm just telling you, that's what the word means. And the word sword means the threat of murder. The cold, hard death dealing with an instrument that may set out to destroy you and affect you and even take away your eternal life. Wow. Isn't that something? He said, if you experience this condition, you need to know that it's not that God don't love you, but he loved you already. The word loved as past, he loved you already. Before you got there, because he knew you were going to get there, he still loved you. Yeah. So no matter what, I hope I'm persuading you today. Yeah. That no matter your condition, no matter what you deal with, no matter what you go through, no matter if you feel by yourself, guess what? He still loves you. Yeah. And you're never alone because he's always with you. Preach. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we got to understand that. And then we understand, look at this. He says that in verse number 36, 36, he says about us, he says that it is written, for thy sake we'll kill all the day long, we'll count it as sheep for the slaughter. Now, what is he saying? That this condition here, that even if you end up in a place where it seemed like people began to take advantage of you, you know, let's think about a sheep. Now, what people could do, they could actually use the sheep's wool to stay warm, but instead of just using the wool, they want to slaughter the sheep. In other words, people could actually benefit from knowing you, but instead of just knowing you, they want to hurt you. They want to destroy you. I wish I had somebody. They can benefit from you, but they don't want to benefit. They would much rather destroy you. They want to mess your name up. They want to take you out. I wish I had just about three people that agree with me here. But he said, we are counted as sheep to the slaughter. And here's why. It's because we are not to retaliate, because God is not to be mocked, that whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So God doesn't put vengeance in our hand. So we are like sheep to the slaughter. Preaching here. We are like sheep, we're just thrown to the wolves, it seemed like. Seemed like we're just there to go through something and we can't say nothing back. But it's best that you don't, because God will fight your battle. Do you know that this battle is not yours, but this battle belongs to God? It doesn't matter what they say, who said it, what they do. You're counted as sheep to the slaughter, but it's all right. If I'm a sheep, the Lord is my shepherd. And y'all ought to be with me this morning. Y'all a little bit slow. The Lord is my shepherd, and he shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He's leading me beside the still water. He restored my soul, because I've been through stuff. He restored my soul. I want to preach, but I can't finish it yet. I got to stop there. But we got to see here, and I'm just in the first point here. The conditions does not separate us from his love. The word separate is the word, it means to divorce. It means to split up. God is saying that I will never divorce you, no matter how bad you cheat on me. We cheat with all kind of stuff. We got other gods out there. Amen. Little gods that we, you know, most of them in our pockets. Amen. But he said, I'm still married to you backsliders. That's what he said. The book of Hosea is a whole story about how God loves us. And how he he took the prophet through that to show the people that even though Hosea's wife left him and went out and became a prostitute and had children for other men, God said, now, and she became a slave. He said, now go buy her back. Now this man is saying, Lord, this is hard. But God said, this is my love for Israel. This is my love for my people, that even though they played the harlot and they went out and got children by somebody else and they serve other people and serve other gods, I'm still willing to take them back. All I'm telling you is, I don't care how far you think you went away from God, I want you to be persuaded that God's arms are open to you for you to come back to him. He said that his arms are open to you to come back anytime you get ready. He's waiting on you like the prodigal son's father was waiting on him every day. Do you know that the father didn't know when the boy was going to come home, but he had hope that the boy would come? So he looked and saw him afar off, and when he came, he said, I can't let him see him like this. So put a robe on him, even though he's nasty. Cover him up, even though I wish I had somebody. I'm going to hug him. I don't care what he smelled like. He come close to me. Be persuaded. Tell somebody, be persuaded. I hope you're getting persuaded today. Second point, I'm sorry for such a long time, but the second point here, we got to understand his compassion. Verse 37, look at this. He says, nay. In other words, whatever the condition is, nah, don't worry about it. In all things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Because of his compassion, we are more than conquerors. I know that we say that we are conquerors. Oh, we can win. Oh, yeah. A conqueror, you know, the thing about being a conqueror is the fact that one day somebody becomes your conqueror. Every great conqueror became conquered at some point. And so God couldn't let us be like everybody else. You know, God couldn't let us. God is going to do more than anybody else. God does the most. How about that? God said we are more than conquerors. I don't go in with the same. See, the thing about a conqueror, he goes in with the same power and ability, but he finds a strategy to win. But we don't have to find a strategy because we already won. Y'all believe that? Come on, be persuaded that you already won. Be persuaded that you already got the victory. Now thanks be unto God who causes us to triumph in all things. We have the victory in Jesus. We win anyway. I know it looks like you're losing. I know it looks like the enemy got the upper hand. I know it looks like he has the best of you. But know today that the enemy don't have the best of you, because when it looks like you're losing, you're actually winning. When it looks like you're failing, you're actually succeeding. I wish I had somebody that say, I'm persuaded that it don't look good now, but God will make a way. I'm persuaded that my condition is not my conclusion. I'm persuaded that if you see me like this now, you won't see me like this later, that I am more than a conqueror. Why am I more than a conqueror? Because greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. Be persuaded. I'm persuaded because of his compassion. His love for me lifts me from the pits of hell. His love for me lifts me from sickness and shame. His love for me lifts me from my depression and pain. His love for me makes me strong when I was weak. That's why he can say, let the weak say I'm strong. Let the poor say I'm rich. Why? Because he loves me and he's not going to let me stay like this. How many of you love your children and you see them struggling and suffering and you ain't going to try to do something to help them? If you don't, you're a poor parent. If you don't try to pray for them and help them and give them some kind of incentives to want to do better for themselves, to make something of their life, you're a poor parent. And God is way better than we are. And if we will help our own, be persuaded that he loves you that much. God is not an infidel, not taking care of what he produced. The Bible says if you don't take care of your own, you're worse than an infidel. All right, let me go on, because I feel some spirits, some attitudes. Compassion. We must understand his compassion. God's love for us. God's love for us is so strong that there's nothing that can separate it from us. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. How do I know this? But look at what he says in verse number 38. We understand that no matter what the condition, the compassion of God is there. And since we know that, we must be what? Confident. Yeah. Confident. Be persuaded. He said in verse number 38 and 39, for I am persuaded. I am persuaded. Anybody persuaded? Yes. To persuade means to induce one's words to make you believe.
Yes.
It says to make friends of, to win one's favor, or to gain goodwill, to seek to win one, or to strive to please one. I'm persuaded because God wants to make sure that I'm won over and that I believe. You know how it is when you're trying to prove your love to somebody. Anybody ever had somebody trying to prove their love, or you try to prove your love to somebody? Maybe it's your husband or your wife. You try to prove your love, but you went out of your way.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yep.
And the friends, some of the friends you might have had, you said, you know what, I can't stay friends with them because I got to be, you know, you had to let go of some stuff.
Amen.
Preaching here.
Amen.
And so since you tried to prove your love, you did everything within your power. You spent your money. You did all of this stuff. And you're still doing it today if you really love them.
Amen.
All I'm trying to tell you is that
God will
prove his love to you. And not only will he do it once, he will continue to prove his love. Sometimes we think that God only, he sent Jesus, he died, that was his love. No, every day he proves his love to us. Every day he brings us closer to him. I wish I had somebody. But look at what he said, for I am persuaded, I'm about to get out of here, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, powers, nor things present, nor things to come, height, depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. We need to understand and be confident that no matter what it is that comes in our life, that it will not separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. What is he saying? He said that there neither death, nothing. That now, if I'm threatened with death, then I'm still persuaded that God loves me. Preaching here, because sometime when we get sick and we think that we're gonna die, we start thinking that God don't love us no more. But God still loves us. Come on and say amen. He said, not only am I persuaded even when I'm facing death. He said, but I'm persuaded when I'm facing life issues. Sometimes we face some life issues and some life situations and some life changes and some life letdowns. And we face all of these things, but we got to be persuaded that God loves us. Preach. We got to get to a place that no matter what happens in my life, I still realize that God loves me. I know that somebody preached this and said, I still love God and I ain't leaving God. But that's not what the text mean. The text means that even if you tried to leave him, that his love is so strong that his love would draw you right back. Preach. You ever wondered why somebody lived a life that seemed like it wasn't pleasing to God, but when they got old in their age, they decided to go back to Jesus? It's because they realized I lived a hellion all my life, and the Lord didn't let me die a hellion. It's time for me to come back to God. Do I have anybody that said, I'm persuaded that in my life's issues that God still loves me? Come on and shout yes here. He said, nor angels. What does he mean about angels? He's saying that if there's anything in the next dimension, if there's any angel that's been created, if there's any spirit, it won't separate how God loves you. Do I have anybody? Come on and shout yes. But then he also says, there's no principality that's able to separate you. What is he saying now? He's letting us know that there's some order and rank. Oh, come on and say amen. That no matter what the principal spirit is, no matter what rank in that spirit is, that it can't make God stop loving you. Do I have anybody? Nor is there any powers. I don't care how powerful your government is. I don't care what the government tell you. I don't care what the angels say. I don't care what the demons say. God still loves you. Do I have anybody? He said, and then guess what else? He said, if there's anything right now, when he said present, is there anything right now that you might be going through? Anything right now that you might have in your face? Anything right now that you got to deal with immediately? You need to know. If anybody in the house that say, I'm persuaded that God loves me while I'm facing liars, God loves me while I'm facing haters, God loves me while I'm facing sickness, God loves me while I'm facing loneliness. Anybody persuaded that God loves you? Come on and shout yes. While you're facing your bills are due. Don't know where the money coming from. You got more month than you do money. But God loves you. Say yes here. He said, nor things present, nor things to come. Will anybody know that there's some things in the future that you're going to have to face? But I'm persuaded that no matter what it is, God will make a way for me. I don't care what it is, because when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will lift up a standard. Do I have anybody that said, I don't care? Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver him from them all. Anybody here? Are you persuaded? I heard the word say, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Do I have anybody? Come on and shout yes. Shout glory. Shout amen. He said, nor things to come. He said, height or death. He said, no matter how high it gets, no matter how low down they get, don't worry about it. God still loves you. Come on and shout yes. He said, or any other creature, what was he saying there? He was trying to let us know there's nothing in creation. There's nothing man can create. There's nothing God created that'll be able to separate us. Can't cut God loose from me. Somebody say yeah. Shout glory from separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. How much love did God love us with that he gave Jesus to die on the cross? I wish I had somebody that was happy about Jesus coming down through 39 prophets, 40 and two generations, took up an old rugged cross, and he died. Didn't he die? He died until the sun refused to shine. He died until a centurion soldier said, surely, this is the Son of God. Anybody in the house know who the Son of God is? He's Jesus Christ. He died on the cross, but he didn't stay dead because early, somebody say early, Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. Are you persuaded that he got up? Somebody say yes. I'm persuaded that it wasn't the nails that held him to the cross. I'm persuaded that it wasn't the rock that they put in the grave that held him in the grave. But he got up not because he was just God, but he got up because he loved me, because he loved you. Somebody say yes. Oh, what love he has for me, that he would give his life that I might be free. Somebody say yes. Give God some praise. Come on and shout glory. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't God love you? Won't God bless you? Won't he pick you up? Turn your life around. Say yes. He loves me so much that every time I turn around, the Lord keeps on blessing. Somebody say yes. Anybody know he loves you? Say yeah. Say yeah. Tell your neighbor, I'm persuaded that the Lord, he loves me. I'm the apple of his eye. Somebody say yes. He handpicked me. He brought me up out of the horrible pit. Somebody say yes. He saw me sick and he healed me. He saw me broke and he blessed me. He saw me down and he lifted me. He saw me lonely and he hugged me. Somebody say yeah. Say glory be to the God. Somebody say hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, be persuaded. Tell your neighbor, say neighbor, come on, touch your neighbor. Tap them on the shoulder, shake their hand, and say neighbor, I'm